Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Men wanted for hazardous journey. Low wages, bitter cold, long hours of complete darkness, safe return doubtful, honor and recognition in event of success. So read the advertisement that the famed explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton was said to have posted when seeking a crew for the ill-fated South Pole-bound voyage of his ship, the Endurance. Historians have argued as to whether or not Shackleton really placed the advertisement, but what is sure was that bitter cold, long hours of complete darkness were indeed the constant companions of the 27 men who ultimately escaped the shipwreck. Shackleton became a hero for saving the lives of his men by keeping up their spirits through days made up of 17 hours of utter frigid darkness. Preparing for this series, I made an interesting discovery. The characters in the Bible who talked the most about darkness and the despair of being in a pit were David, Job, and Jeremiah. These men had been there. They had faced the long night hours when their sole companions were loneliness, despair, and doubt. Subsequently, they are individuals who have something to say when it comes to how you climb out of the dark pit and live to see the dawn of a new day. Job declared, "He reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into the light." In Psalm 18, David said, "You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." It's also interesting to me to notice that the highest rate of suicide and alcoholism are usually found in places where there is the least amount of sunshine and the greatest amount of cloudy weather and darkness. I was in my early 20s when Darlene and I visited the coal mining region of central Britain for the first time. It was on a rainy day when we came into a little town where the buildings were darkened by coal smoke. The day was overcast and damp. I vividly remember the laundry hanging on the lines. It appeared to be dirty and gray, even though it had just been washed. Definitely, it needed a miracle detergent. Turning to my host, I said, "I'd really hate to live here. I think these people would be depressed all the time." To my surprise, he said, "No, these are some of the happiest people in all England. They have learned to live above the circumstances." I've never forgotten those words. They have learned to live above the circumstances. Right, you may be thinking, just tell me how to do it. Frankly, I know of only one way to really live above the circumstances, and that is to live on God's side of life. The upward side that realizes there is sunshine above the clouds, and that it will not rain forever, and that some way, somehow, God is going to bring me through the darkness of the long night. Take time to read the account of the time that the disciples of Jesus were crossing Galilee. At the darkest point of the night, the wind seemingly wouldn't stop blowing. You find the story in Mark 6. Jesus came alongside the frightened disciples, climbed on board, and that's when the wind stopped blowing. Friend, the same thing can happen with you. If we but knew even a small part of the Father's love and care, living above the circumstances would be much easier. Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.